purposely. I swear to God, if I could do that every fucking episode, I would. It might sound crazy, but it ain't no lie. Hey, yo, what up, Gilly? Rah. It's New York. It's NYB. Brrr. Pop, pop, pop. Whatever them kids do. You know what I mean? What's going on, beautiful people? My name is Xabian Live on this is the darkest show in the world. I'm trying to get my Bluetooth to work, my bad. It might sound crazy, but it ain't no lie. Bye, 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 bye. I might not have a gun. It might sound crazy, it ain't no lie. All right, we're here. I missed Monday. I broke my toe. I broke the transmission in my car. And it's Wednesday, so let's get into it. You know what I mean? My name is Xabian Lava, and welcome back. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. Let's start recording today's show. If Drake told me he was going to follow my bitch, I would sit back and watch what she did. And that's how we start today's show. And that's not insecure. That's just curiosity. And if you can't hear... Oh, y'all can hear the music, right? We're going to let it play for a little bit. Fuck it. We'll get demonetized. I don't give a shit. Y'all ready? Hey. All right, I'm sorry, I can't play it. It might sound crazy, but it ain't no love, baby. Bye bye. Oh shit, my bad. I'm sorry, my bad. Hey, it's Wednesday. We playing some great music today. Remember, if you're watching, you can't hear the music, but if you want to listen to the music and listen to the pod, you got to check us out on Amazon, on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, Audible, Google. We're everywhere, and that's where you can listen to the songs and whatnot. And if you haven't seen us, we're in 4K over there on Spotify with our boy Academics and that Rogan boy. You know what I mean? Head over there and check us out one time. Please. It's Xabian. Xabian Live 01. What's going on, beautiful people? My name is Xabian Live 01. Welcome back to the Xabian Live 01 show. Now be your host with talent on loan from God, Xabian. Welcome back. I took Monday off because my life is falling apart, and I told myself I'm never going to show y'all that part of me. I'm lying. I'm going to tell you what happened. I broke my fucking toe, and then I blew my transmission first, and I was using that car as leverage to buy another car, so now I'm pissed. Y'all know I've been car shopping. I'm hot. I ain't even going to lie. Blowing the transmission in that car has got me very frustrated. So now I'm trying to negotiate how to not lose my investment on that vehicle. That vehicle was an investment to leverage for something else. I'm very, very upset. I broke my toe. I was pissed off. I ain't care about no stories. I didn't want to come on. So I want to apologize. And Monday's mental health, I'm going to tell y'all something. It was bad, all right? I fell the fuck apart. I ain't going to front. I'm hurt. I'm exhausted. I hate when a plan don't come together. Like, bro, there's so many plans that I put together and they take a little bit of time. They're not necessarily overnighters. I don't believe in, like, no quick anything. Like, this shit takes time. Y'all going to watch this. Go from this to what it's going to be, right? And when it fucks up or like there's a bump in the road, we got to pivot, address it, and we got to move forward. So I want y'all to understand that when things go bad, make sure that you're prepared to pivot and don't be too invested in one way of getting something done. Shit happens, right? So now I got to figure it out. Make sure y'all donate. The Cash App is the Xabian Lavo Show. Yeah, feed the machine and shit like that. Head over to patreon.com/Xabian. There will be new content coming up there soon. Let's get into today's topics. So, I mean, honestly, it's been a wild week because nothing is happening. And then all of a sudden, Dave Chappelle and Drake at the same time, explosion. Now, there's more than one Drake news and Drake topic, but we're only going to get into this one because this one's very interesting. And we'll talk about the big music one on Friday because I find that one even more interesting. But I'd like to really dig into it and see exactly what's going on. But it sounds awesome and it sounds like Drake is changing the world once again. First and foremost, shout out to the boy that's diving. He's a bigger, heavy set child, but he's diving. And he doesn't make any splash. I'm not a professional diver. I don't even know how I know this information, but I know the splash is what they're worried about. So when you go, it has to go like, right? Like, is it working? It has to do that. If it doesn't do that, you're fucked, right? You lose. And this boy is big. He's bigger than me, and he's doing flips and fucking beautiful dives and nailing them every time. Minimal fucking splash. For his size, it is beautiful. Like, it's very well executed. His technique's amazing. It might not look like one of these little skinny divers, but you know what? He does a phenomenal fucking job of it. Congratulations and kudos to you, my man. I was very, very, it was just awesome to watch. It was very awesome to watch. We're going to be talking about Ozark and the end of Netflix. Let's just be honest. Let's get into that. And Dave Chappelle was attacked on stage, apparently by Will Smith. Maybe. The Drake situation. Let's dig into this Drake situation. I think this is and this question is out. This is for all of my fellas and gentlemen out here. You see, if you want to start potting, you have to be very you gotta be vulnerable, right? To make it real, like, we gotta be honest. There's a lot of people in this world that would be sick if Drake DM'd their wife, all right? So Drake, somebody posted something, Drake said something, and then a guy goes, your son is probably playing with ghostwriters. And then Drake goes, I'm going to DM your wife because she looks bored and looks like she needs excitement. And I said, oh, hell no. Oh, no, no. What? She looks like she needs excitement and she's bored. I'm a sick motherfucker. Now I want to know how it plays out. Now I want my bitch to get a message from motherfucking Drake. And I want to see what the fuck she going to do, especially because we're going through some shit. I want to know how you going to move. I'm curious. I'm just going to say, I wanted to be a fly on the wall in that house. Every fucking man in America right now is saying the same shit. I just want to know how that went, because let's talk about it. As a rapper, I had rules. I had to, because there's only one way you can get me. I don't owe nobody no money. I don't owe nobody. I'm not bad on nobody's terms at all. The only way you could affect me is to say something about my family or my bitch, or try to get at my bitch, try to fuck her. Cornball shit, right? But there's no other way you could offend me, because personally, I don't give a shit. You can say what you want. I might punch in the face when I see you, or, you know what I mean? Things happen. But, I mean, you start like the fuckboy that continues to follow my wife's social medias, and he just doesn't get that it's just not even funny anymore. Like, bro, it's weird. Like, it's just weird. Like, you're the type of people that you should just be punching your face for free. But this is a real thing now. Like, social media has entered real life, and we just got to deal with weirdos that want to fucking look at our fucking wives every chance they get, which is great. Knock yourself out. It's when you pass the line, it's when you need to get socked out. This shit right here, it's past the line. I don't know how to feel about it. I don't know. I know my girl. I know my girl wouldn't do no shit. But at the same time, the way his girl reacted to it is what made the shit funny. So hear me out. I don't think his wife knew there was, I can't even say. That's the problem. There's so many empty variables. Like, I want to know so much more, right? So Drake adds his wife, DMs his wife. His wife first has a story post where she says, like, puts the eyes and says, I see you, Drake, because he started following her. And then he DMs her, and I'm assuming that it was two stories that she posted about Drake. On top of that, Academics is talking crazy shit under the post. It's hard to be a dude on the other end of that, but I would love to see that situation play out. How she handle it? Is she a G? I mean, like I said, there's rules as a rapper. And you got to tell, you, like I told my girl that from jump, look, motherfuckers are going to try to get at you just to get at me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want, if this don't work out, this don't mean you go fucking with another rapper and you just start fucking rappers to get at me. Like, that shit is weird. Like, we're not doing that. I told my baby moms that. Like, I'm not with that. That type, that's weirdo shit. And rappers out here love fucking after other rappers. But this ain't even that. This dude is just like a random DJ nobody. No, I can't say nobody. Damn, I'm sorry, King. I don't know if you're nobody. I'm just saying you don't seem to be in the now. And, you know, Drake did some disrespectful shit, but how'd it go in the house? How did the wife react? I'm so curious. when she was posting all that shit. Like, because then I got a question. Why you think he follow you? Why are you so excited? I might black out. You got to be honest. You got to be honest. Why are you so excited? What the fuck you mean you see? What you see? How's this supposed to go when I get home? Like, first off, do I tell you, yo, I think Drake is going to DM you because we beefing? And you're going to be like, fuck out of here. Look, I know you can tell your wife right now, well, what would you do if Drake DM you? She's going to be like, oh, nothing. Lying like shit. Like, they lying, bro. They lying. Oh, I'll be excited. They going to say, you keep on asking, they going to break down and be like, oh, no. And it's not even that. You just got to see it happen. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's so interesting. She posts her things. He spazzes. How does he take it? Then he had her phone. How the fuck did he get her phone? Did he strong arm her for the phone? Give me the goddamn phone, bitch. Did she say, here, take the phone? How did that go? And then the most disrespectful, because this shit just gets better and better. I have so many questions. You know what Instagram does that I've hated? The unfollow me button. Making somebody unfollow you is the most disrespectful shit. Like, if I got a problem with somebody and you see somebody following you or trying to get at you because of me, and you just do the unfollow thing and you don't block them, why are we having a conversation? If I got a problem with somebody or something you're doing, I shouldn't have to say nothing. You should know what the protocol is. Just dead it. There's no unfollow. That means you want to keep that going. That means you want to see where it's going to go. And honestly, I wouldn't give a fuck if it was Drake. If we beefing, we beefing. That shit is crazy. I want to know everybody's opinion on this. How would you feel if Drake was in your wife's inbox? How does this go? What is the conversation like? How does the wife feel? What if she does get excited and she wants to jump ship? I mean, you going to end a relationship over this shit. Like, bro, Drake should get punched in his mouth. He should. That's crazy. I don't think this is okay. I don't think this is okay at all. I actually like where the mic is right now. I think it's a little bit better like this. I do. That's an interesting fucking story. How does one handle that situation? How are you supposed to handle that situation? What is what's the proper protocol for handling that situation? I just want to be a fly on the wall. And I would love for it to happen to me. I really would. I'm not even on Instagram no more. I'm over that shit, bro. I can't deal with it. It's not good for my head. I'm over all the fucking, I'm tired of trying to fucking make happy moments to post for people. Like, I was like, what the fuck am I doing? I was like looking to do extra shit all day just to make people like, oh, look at my fucking 3-minute song. I'm gonna go jump off a building like fucking Will Smith. I ain't doing all that bullshit at all. It's interesting. I don't know. People tell you stupid shit like, oh, that makes you insecure. I don't see that as insecure. Drake is, he just signed a $400 million deal. He doesn't have a plane. The plane technically belongs to the company. I'm a hate by saying that. But either way, like, bro, that's a motherfucker with a plane and hundreds of millions of dollars. Like, yeah, he can really show your bitch some whole nother shit you ain't never been able to do. Your bitch might go. Your bitch, some of y'all better be careful. Your bitch might go. My bitch will go. Let her go. Get the fuck up out of here. I ain't even gonna play with that. That's wild, bro. Dave Chappelle. Dave Chappelle was attacked on stage. It's probably one of the craziest shits I've ever seen. Dave didn't really go down. It kind of like, he stopped. I'm like, what the fuck? Got him up off of him, threw the mic down. The dude took off running. Dave took off running. Then Busta Rhymes, Jamie Foxx, and a plethora of other black excellent entertainers came out running from the back and put hands and feet on this motherfucker. Boy, they beat the shit out of him. Then they brought a new mic out to Dave Chappelle, and Dave said, hold up, fuck that. Threw the mic down, went over there, and proceeded to stomp his ass. Then he came and celebrated with us to tell us, I just got to stomp the shit out of somebody. He got to jump somebody for the first time. He was fucking elated. The guy had his arm broken. The guy had his fucking head just, it was bashed. He was bashed. Yeah, it was fucking great. It was great. Dave was able to defend himself and keep him off of him. It was pretty fucking, for a 50-year-old man, it's pretty fucking exciting to watch. I feel bad for the kid, but you should never fucking do that. Keep your goddamn hands to yourself. And I thought it was hilarious that Chris Rock came out and said, was that Will Smith? Because that shit was funny. But they beat the shit out that boy. They beat the shit out that boy. That's how they gonna do Drake. Drake gonna inbox the wrong girl, bro. That shit that he did with, man, look, let me just stop. That shit was wild. Shout out to fucking Dave Chappelle and Busta Rhymes and Jamie went crazy. Is this skipping frames again?
Okay.
Let me tell you something, bro. Since the last fucking update on Streamlabs, I have had the worst fucking, the worst streams. The worst streams. We have not had a steady, clean stream in 2 weeks. It is so fucking bad. I just don't even understand what's going on over there at Streamlabs. Like, we pay for the service, too. That's what's really fucked up. But then they're going to blame it on the internet. Like, bro, I pay tons of money for my internet. They're going to blame y'all. And I'm going to blame y'all because shit was running fine until this fucking last update. It is, right? Yeah, bro. The shit is stupid. The live has been fucking ass. And this might be my last time. They better figure it the fuck out. This is getting real frustrating because, like, what are we doing? It's not even that, bro. It was an update that came out and this has just been like this. They need to fucking fix it. It's beyond me. And I don't know how to tweet at them to tell them to fucking stop the shit, bro. Like, it's ridiculous. Anyway, let's get back into it. Ozark. I did uninstall and reinstall it because the update was not, it did this. So I shut it down, took it off, reinstalled, still doing it. I'm just waiting for the next, update, see if they fix the bugs. Because this shit don't make no sense. It's not my internet. My internet's running fine. Nobody's here. My fucking computer is not. It's not even trying right now. I don't know. Let's get into this Ozark take. And I'm going to be 1,000% honest with you. This shit was so fucking trash. They should have never even came out with the second half. We should have just stayed guessing what was going to happen. It was ass. Somebody said it was realistic. I don't watch TV for realistic. Nothing else in that goddamn show was realistic. That whole shit was asinine and outrageous and outlandish. Great TV to me. None of that shit would have happened in real life. All these people got their fucking... Listen, I don't know what would have happened in real life. I'm just going to tell you this. The way they played that whole last little shit out was like somebody said, just phone it in. It was the most dramatic, non-dramatic shit I have ever seen. It was all emotion and no action. Unfortunately, I don't watch Ozark for so much fucking telenovela talking in deep whispers. Get to the work. No talking, just do shit. I like TV with no words. Just do shit. Let me put it together. They talked themselves into fucking comas. It was the worst shit ever. It was trash. It was trash. The whole shit was trash. Netflix, count your fucking days. That shit was trash. Ozark sucked dick. That's it. Ozark sucked dick. Nobody's watching that shit. Nobody. Nobody. I mean, everybody watched it. Let me not say nobody's watching it. Everybody watched it, but ain't nobody jacking that shit. That shit was trash. That shit was trash. I was worse than fucking Power. It was worse than Tommy. Even Tommy kind of tied shit together. All that shit was ass. And let me tell you something. TV's been doing some real dumb shit lately. And what they're starting off strong and they're ending weak as fuck. I forgot they even got into an accident. Did y'all remember that shit? When the car flipped, I'm like, what's happening? And then that son... He should have been gone. The son should have been gone. And then you know what? The daughter too, bro. I cried. I didn't cry. Shit was trash. Roof should have been got shot. Roof was wilding, bro. That whole shit was crazy. When Roof wanted to cut off the fucking cartel, no. Roof jumped out the window. And then that whole slow motion shit that they did. No, thank you. I didn't cry. I wasn't impressed. I was actually disappointed. Let me tell you something. Netflix better figure it the fuck out. $20? Y'all better figure it the fuck out. Netflix got me more fucked up than Drake got that dude's wife fucked up. I'm going to tell you that right now. That shit is crazy. It was, you know what the worst part was? It should have ended off with a bang because so much shit had led up to this ending. I believe it's one more season though. Or was this it? I hope this is it because honestly... None of this shit made sense, bro. None of this shit made sense. The fucking pharmaceuticals, the accident, the grandfather, Ruth and her crazy shit when her cousin died and how that shit went down. I don't know. I don't know what's more disappointing, me shaving or fucking Ozark. It was fucking ass. And that's the end of Netflix. Netflix better figure it the fuck out. I'm taking my money back. I'm not playing with Netflix no more. Netflix better fork over the fucking money. And goddamn Streamlabs better get their shit together, bro. I swear to... bro, yo. What they got? Duck Lab or whatever it was? There's some whole nother shit. What is it? StreamYards? What does StreamYard cost? I'm going to look right now, bro. I'm not playing. Fuck this. This has been 2 weeks of this bullshit where I can't fucking have a decent stream. Because the goddamn fucking, the frames keep dropping. Yo, suck ass, yo. I ain't playing. I'll fucking buy StreamYard. I'll buy that shit right now, bro. Let me see. Basic plan. I get the basic bitch plan too. No StreamYard branding, ultimate streaming, 10 on-screen participants. That's pretty dope. Logo, overlays, backgrounds, custom RT. I don't know what the fuck that means. Pre-recorded streams. That's pretty tits. Recording 6-hour streams. Multi-streaming, 3 destinations. That sounds fucking wonderful. Sounds like everything I need. Let me see the professional one for $40 a month. Records 10 hours and streams. I don't know what that means, recording. Like, I record my own shit. I don't need y'all to record shit. Multi-streams to 8 destinations. That's pretty fantastic, you guys. StreamYard offers 8 destinations for $40 a month. Individual audio recording. That's pretty interesting. And multiple cameras. Y'all gonna charge me for multiple camera angles? Y'all motherfuckers are cold-blooded. Y'all just don't have an open source. That would piss me off. Let's keep looking. What else they got? Who else does live streaming? Any fucking recommendations in the chat? Go light stream. Got you. Don't worry. I type at like 900 fucking mieldita per second. I'm like Pam Beasley, bro. Create more professional. The shit looks like Streamlabs, bro. No download required. What is this, like an online thing? Xbox, huh? Okay. I know we got some options now. They fucked up. I got options now. Streamlabs, keep fucking with me, man. What'd you say? That's what I got when I use... Oh, okay. 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 Streamlabs better get their shit together because Streamlabs got Big Daddy fucked up. We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. I'm upset, y'all. That shit's very upsetting because when you pay for a service, you expect the service. You really do. And that shit's irritating. That was so loud and obnoxious. No shit. You gonna make me jump ship? The pricing's a little off for me right now because of what they're offering. We'll talk behind the scenes, Gilly. I'll hit you up. I'll take that, though. I appreciate that. Go ahead, Gilbert. I'm sorry, y'all. Y'all just, today's show was going to be a phone-in show. We weren't even, you know, like, I was going to take the week off. I've honestly had a very, very bad week. It's very just mentally straining. I haven't played video games in forever, and I want to play video games. And right now, just things aren't good. Things aren't good. But it's all right. Should it get better? It just has to get better. It really does. It really does. And hey, that's today's show. Shout out to today's sponsor of the show, Gilbert. Oh, Gilly Monster over there. My name is Ksabian. Live in the moment. Don't live in the past. Be safe. Stay dangerous. Lavo loves you. Wah. Hey, I heard that. Is it really like, are we back? Like, talk to me if we back. Shoot me a text. But I got to go out here. My name is Ksabian. Live in the moment. Don't live in the past. Lavo loves you. Wah.